What's up, everyone? It's been quite a while since I've done another episode of Leadership in Sports. I have some downtime, so I thought, why not do another episode? And I thought this one I'd do something a little bit different and talk a little bit more about coaching. This is for future coaches, current coaches, whatever, your assistant head coach, any of this position. I think this would be good for you. Just had an interview earlier this week. I'm hoping to be a potential head volleyball coach for the first time ever. So I'm pretty excited about that. My first ever head coach position for a girls volleyball team here in my area. And kind of had a very interesting discussion with the coaches. And I thought this would be pretty cool to share with others out there. And just noticing the difference between coaching guys and coaching girls. It's pretty funny when you think about it, how girls and guys are so different and how they bond together as a team. From my experience playing on the men's team for 5 years in college, the way that men bond is just throwing ourselves on the court, competing against each other. We're like, oh, that person's good, I want to be friends with him, you know. Girls is not like that at all. Girls have to do something prior to going on the court. They have to know the person. They have to kind of build a friendship or a relationship with the person before they can walk out on the court. So it's pretty funny how that's different, and we were kind of going back and forth with that. And I feel like a lot of coaches, current coaches and maybe future coaches, are not aware of this. Like, I feel like a lot of coaches struggle with seeing how to get their team to bond, whether it's girls or guys, especially if it's girls. If you're just throwing girls out on the court, hoping that they'll get along and they play fine together, it's not really the case. So, I mean, if you're going to be a coach, you definitely want to do something prior to throwing them on the court. I mean, you got a few weeks left till preseason now. I mean, I would highly suggest, you know, going out and doing something with the team, whether that's going on a hike, going to a park and doing something, going to someone's house and watching a movie or playing games or doing something to kind of just bring them together and just kind of have a little team bonding time. With men, it's a bit easier. I mean, you could still do the same thing. I'm sure a lot of guys enjoy hanging out with their teammates, and but you could just throw them out on the court. And they're just ready to compete, they're ready to play, and as they play with people, they start to get to know their teammates. And I think that's a pretty cool way of just seeing the difference between how guys play and how girls play and how they kind of bond differently as a team. So I thought that was pretty cool. I hope that was a bit of a heads up to future coaches, knowing how to get your teammates, how to get your team connected, how can they bond together to become a close team, like a family almost. Because when you have that relationship, when you have that close bond with the team, the performance and just the practices, the games are just so much more effective. They're so much more, can't really think of another word to describe, just energetic, I guess you could use a word like that, to kind of boost their performance throughout the season, and just helps them to encourage each other. And that's just a whole point of a family, really. So if you're coaching a team, you're pretty much coaching a family as well. So I thought that was a pretty interesting discussion. Was hoping that would be a great help to some coaches who may be listening to this. So hope you guys all have a great rest of your week, and I will see you next time.